This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said today he is not in the mood to negotiate over his country's dairy tariffs. Those taxes are one of a couple of big sticking points left in the NAFTA renegotiations, but not in those talks. The American tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum that have been in place since June. Remember, it's 25% on steel coming into this country, 10% on aluminum. Almost half of Canada's aluminum comes from northern Quebec, a place actually called Aluminum Valley. Emma Jacobs took a trip.
Drive 2 hours north from Quebec City and you see rolling wooded hills and farmland that draw outdoorsy tourists. But you'll also see industrial parks and hydroelectric lines converging on a series of aluminum smelters along a 50-mile stretch of the Saguenay River. The first opened in 1926, and the buildings are still part of what is now called the Jonquière Complex. Alain Gagnon's family has a long history at the plant, like many in the area. He says his father, uncles, generations of relatives have worked in the Jonquière plant. He started as a machine operator in 1983 and is now president of the Aluminum Workers Union. The situation with Mr. Trump has recently brought uncertainty to the region, he says. Last year, the Aluminum Valley smelters produced 1.2 million tons of primary aluminum, with 80% for export to the United States. The company that owns them, Rio Tinto, employs about 4,000 people, and the tariffs so far have not led to any layoffs. But Gagnon says past experience makes many workers nervous. The big industry here, besides aluminum, used to be logging, but it was devastated by decades of U.S. protectionist measures. Now, Gagnon says people stop him everywhere he goes to ask,
Est-ce qu'on va revivre le bois d'œuvre?
Are we about to relive what happened with lumber with the aluminum? The answer is probably no in the short term, says Jean Simard, president of the trade group, the Aluminum Association of Canada. He says U.S. manufacturers depend on imported aluminum. Canada is their number one supplier.
They've developed a world-class downstream industry with 160,000 jobs processing it to make cars, planes, building and construction components.
Right now, Rio Tinto says customers in the U.S. are paying the cost of the tariffs. But smaller businesses in the Saguenay area don't have that leverage. Some, like PCP Aluminum, take the smelted metal and process it before exporting.
So we buy full raw ingots, full-size slabs from Rio Tinto.
Simon Holsgrove oversees sales at PCP Aluminum. About 50 employees cut those giant slabs into forms manufacturers can use.
Heads and tips are cut off over here, and as we move down the line, they get cut into plates and moved into a milling process.
But it's a process that aluminum working businesses in the U.S. can do too, says PCP's president, Michel Lavoie.
We have many competitors in the U.S. That's why I can push 10% more to my customer and think that we will be competitive with that.
Most of PCP's clients are in the United States. Lavoie's biggest hope, like for many in this region, is that Canada negotiates an end to the aluminum duties. In Saguenay, Quebec, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.